In Bangladesh today, security forces have been raiding houses around the capital, Dhaka. They've already arrested a couple of professors and at least one student leader following 3 days of student clashes with police. Those protests became so violent that the government imposed a curfew in major cities. The unrest marks the first serious challenge to the unelected, army-backed emergency administration running this nation of 150 million people. NPR South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves sent this report.
7 months have elapsed since an interim government, backed by the military, took power in Bangladesh. Elections were cancelled. An indefinite state of emergency was imposed. It was installed after months of chaos. Almost every day there were mass protests and street battles between Bangladesh's rival political parties, fueled by anger over the outgoing government's efforts to rig the polls. Bangladeshis were tired of bloodshed and economic disruption, and they were also tired of rampant corruption. Many welcomed the new regime. Now there are signs that's changing.
This government, whatever popularity it had 5 months ago, is gone.
That's Sajib Wazed. His mother is Sheikh Hasina, a former prime minister and head of the Awami League. The League and the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, the BNP, are the country's largest political parties. The emergency governments launched an anti-corruption operation, detaining dozens of top politicians from both. They include Sheikh Hasina. She's accused of extortion. Her son, Sajib, says the charges against her are fabricated and complains the authorities are keeping her incommunicado.
Me and my immediate family, who all live outside of Bangladesh, we've lived outside most of our lives, we have not been allowed to speak to her at all. She has not been allowed access to telephones at all.
This week, thousands of students took to the streets. The trouble began in the capital, at Dhaka University, when students objected to the presence of troops on campus. It soon spread, and non-students began joining in. The government declared a curfew in 6 cities, which it's now beginning to ease, and closed many universities indefinitely. Some believe this unrest marks the start of a campaign to force the interim government and the man behind it, the army chief, General Moeen Ahmed, to restore democracy. Suhas Chakma, director of the Asian Center for Human Rights, says the administration's in trouble.
They have come to a point of no return. If the present administration goes away and if the BNP and Awami League come to power, the military is quite fearful that they will be taking vengeful actions against the military officials who themselves at present are involved in many corruption activities.
The interim government has said there'll be elections by the end of next year, but it's not certain. For years, Bangladeshi politics have been dominated by a stultifying enmity between the two women who head the biggest parties, Sheikh Hasina and Khalida Zia of the BNP. The interim government's trying to end this with fundamental reforms. Bibhu Prasad Rotre of the Institute of Conflict Management in New Delhi says this is a lengthy task.
They are talking about complete overhauling of the electoral process, taking the corruption, anti-corruption moves to the maximum. It'll take time. It'll not end with 2008. It might even go till 2010.
But the concern among Bangladeshi political groups is that the interim government's less interested in reform than in strengthening the army's hold on power. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.